relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Well, they did it. They went there. They have launched the Select Committee on the January 6th, quote-unquote, insurrection. And already, a good friend of this show, 40th NYPD Commissioner Bernard Kerik, when he heard the first testimony, tweeted this out when a Capitol Police sergeant tearfully testified that he felt this is the day he was going to die. Bernie had this to say. Having commanded the NYPD on September the 11th, having been stabbed and shot at, witnessed numerous colleagues shot and killed in the 80s and 90s in the line of duty, I am shocked at the cowardice of these officers. They should be fired. They are not fit for duty. But it's not just the failure of those officers. It's, as Devin Nunes said in the last hour, the mayor of Capital City, Nancy Pelosi, who should be investigating herself. Let's get a reaction from the co-host of the podcast, Scholars and Sense, a very good friend of the show, one of your favorites, Lord Conrad Black. Conrad, welcome back. Lord Black? We had such a good connection. All right, we will redial Lord Black and get his reaction. In the meantime, let's continue the discussion of January the 6th. Gail, Scottsdale, line 5. Welcome to America First. Yes.
Hi. What kind of a dog do you have?
I have two Belgian tervurens, Belgian shepherds.
Oh, gorgeous. Okay, what I wanted to say was this. After reading about how this kid called, he was a young boy that called the FBI weeks before the situation. They called him the day before about the situation on January 6th. And the word entrapment comes to mind. Nancy Pelosi, I definitely would say that she is one of the instigators of it. Those poor people, they were just, the doors were open for them. That poor woman, I think it's a travesty that she was shot.
Yes, shot and killed, and not only that, they have more than 24 individuals in solitary confinement, some of them grandparents, is an outrage. We need to get to the bottom of what happened on that day, but this committee will not do so. Thank you, Gail, for your call. I think we've reestablished contact. Lord Black, are you there?
I am.
Good, excellent. So I talked about the launch of the committee, the reaction of Bernie Kerik to the outrageous, tear-filled testimony of uniformed officers today. How do you respond to the first stage of this opera? Oh, we're losing him again. It's so funny. As soon as... it's breaking up again. It's funny. We're in the break. It's fine. We established contact. It's fine. As soon as I ask my first substantive question, we lose contact. Let's try one more time. Lord Black, can you hear me?
I hear you perfectly.
Oh, good.
Hear me.
Okay, good. Now I can. Don't move. Wherever you are, don't move. Give us your response.
Yeah, well, like as I say, I can't comment on the testimony of this officer today, as Bernie Kerik did. I didn't hear it, but I think the composition of the committee is an outrage. You've got Adam Schiff, you've got Raskin, who believed that Trump stole the 2016 election and tried to, and was the impeachment counsel. And Liz Cheney and Kinzinger, or whatever his name is, the renegade Republican congressman from Michigan, should be expelled from the Republican Party. That isn't a select bipartisan committee at all. It's a carefully selected group of Trump haters, on the record as Trump haters, and the chances of any kind of fair proceeding from them is zero. And the whole thing is just a complete mockery. And we know, and in this I agree with Bernie Kerik, as I do on most things, but we know from the evidence adduced elsewhere, including in other genuinely bipartisan congressional hearings, that the chief of the Capitol Police begged Speaker Pelosi, who was the correct person to appeal to in these matters, and the mayor of Washington, Bowser, for reinforcements for days prior to January 6th. They ignored it completely. And as Kerik said, Pelosi should be investigating herself.
So already he's getting a lot of flack, and I'm curious whether you think it's justified. Kevin McCarthy was asked about exactly those two members, Kinzinger and Cheney, and their future. And he said, we will have to decide if they should be punished in any way, shape, or form. Well, surely their acquiescence to be puppets on this committee should be reason enough, shouldn't it?
I would have thought so, but I don't want to second-guess the minority leader here. He's been, I think, quite successful and shown a good deal of principle and steadfastness in maintaining good relations with the former president, in maintaining good relations with the very large Trump-supporting faction of his congressional caucus, but not being too authoritarian. He's better situated to judge how best to handle this than I am. But I would have thought, as far as I'm concerned, any Republican vote on the impeachment vote against President Trump should be turfed out of the party. Trump is the party leader. It is absolutely clear that he did not commit any offenses at all. And people who vote that he did, and particularly those who assist in amplifying this absolute nonsense that he was calling for an insurrection. I mean, the guy in the Chewbacca outfit and so on. I mean, they were going to govern the country with that? Yeah. And almost none of them had any weapons. It wasn't an armed attack. It wasn't an organized attack. It was an inadvertent attack that could have been predicted, was predicted by the then chief of the Capitol Police, been fired for his trouble, and was ignored by Speaker Pelosi and Mayor Bowser when they were appealed to for reinforcements, which could easily have been provided. I think that it is part of the Democratic plan to try and perpetuate Trump hate. That's the only campaign they have had for the last 5 years. That's all it had. It's just Trump is bad. He's evil. He colluded with the Russians. He made improper approaches to the president of Ukraine. He attempted to overthrow the government. All rubbish, complete rubbish. And what frightens them now is what they call the big lie, that the last presidential election was tampered with, is more accurately described by President Trump himself as the crime of the century. I mean, the fact is, there are real doubts about it. It's not for me to say that it was actually stolen, but as Senator Kennedy of Louisiana said the other night on Fox News, where you have 44 million mail ballots, millions and millions of ballots cast by people other than those to whom the vote belonged, and an election day stretched out over weeks, there's bound to be some concern about it. And in the swing states, I mean, 44 states went off without any problem, but in those six selected swing states, there were a lot of funny things, and not one of the 18 lawsuits launched challenging the constitutional and legal integrity of the election in the different states was adjudicated. They were rejected for process reasons. And so the issue was out there. The judiciary ducked the issue, and the Democrats are trying to pretend it isn't an issue, and that the real issue is that Trump tried to overthrow the government after he lost the election. Well, the fact is, all he wanted was a peaceful, patriotic demonstration after what he thought was a very questionable and tainted election.
Do you think, we only have a minute left in this segment, Lord Black, do you think that this commission could do some good in terms of the apolitical, realizing just how radicalized the Democrat Party has become?
Yeah, you mean if it's so absurdly partisan,
yes,
a straight mudslinging operation, it could appall a lot of people. I think there's a chance of that. Yeah, I'm not a Pelosi hater particularly, but I think, like many people, on the issue of Trump, a cuckoo bird flies out of her head. She just can't think or speak rationally on the subject.
No, that is clear. The animus has risen to such a level that it makes it impossible for these actors to think rationally or even logically. He is the author of A President Like None Other, Donald J. Trump. You can follow him on Twitter at Conrad M. Black. His latest piece is a testimony, a case study to the power of propaganda and the deep state. We are analyzing it next here with Lord Conrad Black on America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C. Are you in danger? It is shocking. I was talking to the guys from Relief Actor this morning. Just the sheer number of people across this nation who suffer from chronic everyday pain and fail to find relief anywhere, but who haven't tried Relief Actor. You owe it to yourself. Seriously, tens of thousands of people, myself included, have been liberated from daily pain because of this incredible product. See the video testimonials of real Relief Factor users at ReliefFactor.com. People like Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. And that's an amazing story. And it should be your story. It could be your story. But there's only one way to find out, and it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Don't hesitate. Do it today. You've waited long enough. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Calmly step back and maybe look at Trump in a different context. He is America's, our own American war criminal, of a kind we've never experienced before.
You just said war criminal. What do you mean, war criminal?
I did. Well, in international law, there have been, quote, crimes against humanity. I think what we're talking about, Trump's crimes as an American war criminal in his own country that he has perpetrated upon our people, including the tens of thousands of people who died because of his homicidal negligence in the pandemic, putting his own electoral interests above the health of our people as they were slaughtered in this pandemic.
homicidal negligence that led to the mass slaughter of tens of thousands, as he introduces his response by saying, "We have to calmly step back." That is Carl Bernstein. I'm not sure he knows the meaning of the word irony. Somebody who does is an expert on the Nixon administration. He's our regular guest. He's the author of Richard M. Nixon, A Life in Full. I need to talk about your latest article in American Greatness, but first, let's get your reaction to Bernstein's accusation of Trump as a war criminal, Lord Black.
Well, Bernstein is just a greaser. I've only met him once, and it's not for me to say whether he's completely dishonest or crazy or a mixture of the two. But to say that Trump was a war criminal and cite as illustration of that the tens of thousands of people he negligently was responsible for the death of in the COVID pandemic is simply a madman or a completely silly person or both. The fact is, he is the chief benefactor of the entire world for rushing into development and distribution efficient vaccines. I mean, the Chinese vaccines are useless. The Russian yes. vaccines are not very effective. Some British ones are and some European ones are, but Trump beat the best scientific experts' guess of when a vaccine could be ready for distribution in 2.5 years. Undoubtedly saved the lives of a huge number of people, possibly including Carl Bernstein. And to single him out for effectively not murdering people, but being involved in a manslaughter of the innocent because of his handling of the COVID pandemic is just a malicious fabrication. That in some jurisdictions would be a criminal libel. It's a deliberate, untruth alleging a grievous, heinous crime of which the individual accused is completely innocent. Not only innocent, in fact, you know, deserves the Nobel Peace Prize for saving a huge number of lives.
In addition to the Abraham Accords as well, to mention just two justifications. Let's talk about the incident in history that made Carl Bernstein undeservedly famous. Your latest piece with a wonderful title from the editors at American Greatness is 50 Years of Deep State Propaganda, and it has to do with the Nixon debacle and the Watergate scandal. You met President Nixon after he left office. You got to know him. You wrote a superlative work on the man. Can we just start with the basics? How is it that he has gone down in conventional wisdom as the crook, Tricky Dicky, when, as you have pointed out in your book and in this latest article, and I just summarize it, and tell me if I'm passing you ineffectively, there is no evidence that he actually committed a crime with those payments.
No, there never has been. You know, it was never tried because he wasn't well enough to face a trial. But to go and give evidence at a trial, he got a pardon, so he wasn't going to be tried himself. But the fact is, there isn't. That is the inconvenient fact about this whole Watergate business. There is no evidence Nixon committed a crime. Some people in his entourage did. There's no doubt about that. But they did not allege that Mr. Nixon told them not to tell. They're basically perjury charges in getting evidence, but and obstruction of justice. But none of them alleged that Nixon told them to do it, and so the whole thing rests on did his approval of payments to Watergate defendants and some of their supervisors did that constitute obstruction of justice? And all the closest we had is a Howard Hunt case where his wife had just tragically died in a plane crash and he had a number of young children. And Nixon said, well, give him the money he wants. But he didn't say as long as he keeps quiet or lies under oath or anything like that. He never said anything like that. There's never been one shred of evidence that that's what Nixon authorized the payments for. And he always alleged, and there's some evidence on the tapes that he specifically said, they've got to be able to pay their lawyers and feed their families. And so we'll give them money for that. Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
And the fact...
I mean, if I can just add one thing.
Yes.
Richard Nixon was a very competent lawyer. And he certainly knew a great deal about the law, and particularly how the law worked with politicians. If he had just doled out the money like that, on the clear understanding that in order to receive the money, the people who received it had to lie under oath, he would have had insanity as a defense. I mean, no sane person would do that and imagine it wouldn't blow up in his face immediately. If there was any evidence, we wouldn't have had one moment's peace in 50 years without that greaser Bernstein and his sidekick on television lecturing us again about the evils of Nixon. If they had any real evidence, they would have been a lot more noisy than they have these last 50 years.
So what does it mean in that case that a lie, a calumny, has survived so effectively and permeated into the popular culture for nigh on half a century now?
Well, I think what it means is that everyone felt happy because Nixon, as he said himself, he seriously mismanaged the issue. There's no doubt about that. But as a result of that, he was deserted by almost everybody. And then they all started congratulating themselves. And so the media people involved, especially Woodward and Bernstein, but others showered themselves with press awards for perceptive reporting and that sort of thing. And for the Republicans, it became a hallmark of virtue to have been anti-Nixon and to have been early onto the bandwagon that he was a morally unqualified to be president. And the sort of the Lowell Weicker view, you know, that kind of thing. And for the Democrats, it's just been a festival for 50 years on how they saved democracy from this mad imperial subverter and suborner of the office. It's in Napoleon's phrase, lies agreed upon. I mean, the lie was out there. Nixon obviously serious mistakes. And look, there were some aspects to that whole Watergate business, the dirty tricks thing and the plumbers and the whole thing that was, I mean, they weren't good, you know. So we got to admit that, Sebastian.
They
weren't good. And Ms. Nixon tolerated and to some degree encouraged a somewhat lax view of these things. But he was brought up in the Truman Eisenhower era.
Yes.
The president did what he wanted.
Sadly, we are out of time. We are posting the article right now on our Twitter and Facebook pages. 50 years of deep state propaganda from the co-host of the podcast, Scholars and Common Sense.
Nancy Pelosi, it hurts. It hurts us.
More and more she looks like Gollum every single day. I did a bit of, what was that? My word order was a little bit Yoda-esque there. It's one of those days. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to maybe take a dumbness of nature. Why? I don't feel poorly, not at all. But my wife's away. Put the flipping thing back. Let them see my face. Don't put balance of nature up when I'm not ready. I'm still telling a story, man. So my wife's away on business. She sent me a photograph from the building she's working in right now in Chicago, the Windy City. A lovely city, if it weren't for who runs it. So I'm alone with the dogs today. She's away on business. The dogs are actually in studio. If you want to see the dogs, Leia is in studio with Killian, and I might just have to pick them up and show you guys. Hit that Rumble button on Rumble, and as a result, if she's away, what's going to happen? The mice are going to play, which means it's takeout. I'm not going to go crazy. It's not going to be Italian. Sorry, Eric. The pasta's too unhealthy, but I might get a juicy steak. One thing I will not be getting, I can assure you, because I'm a naughty boy, is a kale salad. But it's okay. Now you can put the picture up. Because I'm going to take my balance of nature. It's all the vegetables and fruit you need. Just 6 little capsules. 3 red for fruit. 3 green for vegetables. That guarantee that you, I, anyone who takes them, are getting 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. So you can be a little naughty now and again, and you're still getting all the nutrients you need thanks to Dr. Douglas Howard. Why has a police officer got a full beard? There's an officer testifying now, Officer Michael Fanoni, Metropolitan Police Department, this witch hunt of a select committee, in his dress uniform with a full beard. How weird is that? You're a police officer. Shave. At least a little goatee like mine. If you want to be the healthiest you can be, it's balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. Do it for your wife. Do it for your mother. Do it for your kids. Do it for your grandkids. Be the healthiest you can be. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Let's stay on the topic of January the 6th. I want to hear about masks, guys. You're calling in about January 6th. That's great. But what about the CDC saying you must wear masks even if you are vaccinated? Give us a call, 833-33-GORKA. Are you going to comply? That's 833-334-6752. Jeff, California, line one.
Hello, Sebastian.
Hey, Jeff.
Well, I just want to say that those people attacked the Capitol were traitors, and they were pretty much terrorists, and they should all be in jail. And Nancy Pelosi had nothing to do with that.
And how do you know all this? Are you the head of the CIA?
No. This was all orchestrated by Roger Stone and Donald J. Trump. And they both need to go to
jail. And how do you know all that, Jeff? Because I was actually there on January the 6th. I was in the front row listening to the president. And you just lied about him because he didn't say anything of the sort. So, Jeff, what is your mystical, magical power?
Beforehand.
Sorry?
He had nothing to do with that.
Then how do you know all this? Are you the head of the...
Jeff, switch the radio off and answer the question instead of being a propagandist. He can't, can he? Because he's a propagandist, a lying propagandist. Maybe you're the one who should be in prison, Jeff. Maybe people who lie like you do with such alacrity, such ease in front of millions of people across the nation. Maybe there should be a penalty for that. But no, it's America, so we believe in the First Amendment. At least I do. But you don't, because you are a liar. You're a fraud. And we see through you. And the fact that you can't even respond when I ask you one simple question means you're a clown as well. Goodbye. The call board is full. Don't go anywhere. Eric, Greg, and the rest of you, we're taking your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
News and talk radio is still really popular, even in the internet age. What you are about to hear them say is mind-boggling.
Here's looking at you, Snowflake. America first.
14 million homeowners are eligible for a lower mortgage rate, and it could mean an average of $300 in monthly savings. Can I save you some money, dear friends? It could be even more. It just takes 10 minutes. Call American Financing to learn more. You'll get a free mortgage review, learn about custom loans that may fit your budget much better. No pressure, no upfront or hidden fees, just a simple conversation around ways you can save up to $1,000 a month, because they review your entire financial picture, not just your mortgage. What are you waiting for? Rates are low, but they won't be for long. Call 855-581-5828. That's 855-581-5828. Or just go to AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, MNLS 182334, MNLSConsumerAccess.org. Go today. Save yourself some money to AmericanFinancing.net. Let's go to Tom in Minneapolis, line four.
Hi, Sebastian. Great show. I love it.
Thank you.
My opinion is this was completely planned by the Democrats from the get-go.
That's fine, but that's just an opinion. That's fine.
That's true, but let me put some facts here. Michael Anton wrote in The Coming Coup.
Oh, don't talk to me about Michael Anton. I know him far too well. He's a putz. I can't. Yes, he was my colleague in the White House, and he lied on public television about me and Steve Bannon. So do not bring up Michael Anton to me on my show. What's your next piece of evidence?
Well, the fact that the FBI was in that group and they did nothing to stop it. Secondly, there, in my view, there's only one person who could benefit from having the Capitol stormed, and that was Joe Biden. And the reason for that is nothing good could come from it for Donald Trump. But it accomplished exactly what they were trying to do, I believe, in that they were able to get the vote on the Electoral College canceled. You know, they were going to revisit that, right? I can't remember exactly how they were going to do
it. No, it was certification. It was a certification of the Electoral College votes by the vice president. That's what was happening.
And then you had some people from Antifa and BLM in there, and it just smells.
It does. But to say just because who benefits is not proof, right? That's not proof. That's just an observation.
That's true, but don't they go by motivation?
But you've got to have opportunity. You've got to have the actual evidence of who planned it. You can't just say who benefits, therefore. No, you've got to have the proof. It is very, very suspicious. But to say it was only leftists or Antifa, I need to see all the evidence. Because sadly, I think some people who were angry at the results of the election did stupid things on that day. I think that's pretty clear, Tom, but it's only part of the picture. Let's go to Don, Washington, line 3, still on this topic.
Hello.
Hey.
It's Don.
Yes, I know. I said Don. Go ahead.
Oh, I thought, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I thought you said John. But anyway, mine is basically along that same theory that the last gentleman talked about. And it is just opinion, obviously. But it seems to me that this would have been a real opportunity, and it seems that it ended up being a good opportunity for the Democrats to undermine this whole thing so it could be called an insurrection.
I don't understand that sentence. What does that sentence mean? A good opportunity for them to undermine this whole thing. What does that mean?
By the fact that the FBI was involved, if Pelosi was involved, she certainly was, by not authorizing more police or the National Guard, it opened it up so that people could flood the Capitol, therefore creating what they're called an insurrection.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. Let's go to Greg, Pittsburgh, line 2.
Yes, hello. I was listening to your guests, which I always like, you had on earlier. And these narratives just really irritate me. You know, I don't know why this has to be so difficult. Well, you know, the Democrats can go do whatever they want. Whatever they come up with, and in this investigation, it's going to be whatever it is, and it's going to be fake. Why don't the Republicans get together? I'll make a check out tonight and send it in. If they can get Republicans together and have their own separate investigation, and then have a news conference if they can.
So, hey Greg, this is really interesting. So number one, they can't do it in Congress. We don't have the House. We don't have the Senate. So we can't have an official investigation because, hey, elections have consequences. We've got to win back the House, win back the Senate. But there's nothing to stop them having their own private investigation outside of Congress. I love that idea. But, Greg, here's a problem. Have you seen the latest? Kevin McCarthy, who is the minority leader in the House, can't even make a public statement. Says, we'll see as to whether or not Kinzinger and Cheney should be punished for going on and assisting and abetting Nancy Pelosi's witch hunt and being members of the committee. So, Greg, if you think that he's not even prepared to punish these scumbags and that he's going to create a private investigation, it ain't happening, not with this leadership, but somebody should do it. So count me in, Greg. If you're going to write a check, I'm going to write a check, too.
Yeah, I know there's a lot, you know, they're not going to do it, but I'm saying somebody
should step
up.
Some absolutely. So, guys, okay,
I'll help them. I'll help them do it.
All right, listen to Greg. We've got more than 3 million people listening on radio alone across the country from LA to New York. We've got thousands of people watching on Rumble. Then you've got the podcast downloads and everything else and the clips on social media. Here's an appeal, okay? There's got to be somebody out there with a bit of money, a conservative, who'd like the truth, or maybe just an independent who'd like the truth about what happened on January the 6th. It's time to hire somebody. Oh, I don't know. How about this crazy idea? The former commissioner of New York, Bernie Kerik. I'm sure he'd do it. He's only run Rikers Island before he became commissioner of the NYPD, the biggest police force in the world. I'd fund it. I'd throw in a bit of money. So'd Greg. Get in touch with us. Go to sebgorka.com, our website. Reach out and say, yeah, I'll fund that investigation. Stay on the line, Greg, from Pittsburgh. Superb idea. We'll get you a signed copy of The War for America Solo as a sign of our appreciation. Dear friends, if you've got one of these, if you've got a cell phone and you're connected to the big cell phone providers, stop and think what you're doing, man. You're funding those who hate America and hate your values. Switch today to the only conservative Christian cell phone company in America, Patriot Mobile. They've got the same dependable nationwide coverage, but they support things you believe in, like the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the culture of life. Given hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations, they're on your side. They have packages to fit every budget, and with my name, you'll get 50% off your first 2 months or $100 off any phone in stock with a one-year commitment. You can keep your old number. They have an amazing team. Join the good guys today. Call 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Stop funding your enemies. Join the good guys. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. patriotmobile.com/GORKA.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by American Financing.
All right, let's try and get two calls in here. Let's go. Tom, Atlanta, line 3. Welcome, Tom. Tom, you're up. Live radio. Tom, 5, 4, 3. It sounds really yummy. What is that? Is that Cheerios? If it's Golden Grahams, I'm going to be really jealous because that's my favorite. Eric, Florida, line 5.
Good afternoon, Sebastian. Kudos to a fellow patriot.
Yeah, thank you kindly. I hope you're not eating Cheerios live on radio.
No, actually, it's funny. I was eating a Panda Express cookie. But to touch on the last caller, so if we had a group to find out the actual truth, you know that both sides are going to have two different truths. It's the same with everything. There was two different truths to Joe Biden and Hunter's laptop and everything else. Nobody's ever going to agree. And I guess
why should an independent investigation end up with two answers? If we have professionals who believe in the truth, why would there be two versions of reality?
Well, you and I both know the truth of January 6th. We both know the truth of what happened with Hunter and his laptop and everything else.
But yeah, no. I know what happened with Hunter's laptop because I have people on my show who've seen Hunter's laptop, like Rudy, Mayor Rudy, and Bernie Kerik. Well, I don't know the truth of January the 6th. I know that there are lots of questions because I haven't seen all the evidence.
Right. But you know there's going to be a cover-up on the other side, regardless.
Yeah, but I don't care about the other side. I need the truth. The truth will set you free, my friend. But don't you think it's important to fight for the truth?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh. But I guess my concern is, or my once we get to the truth, they're just going to deny it on the other side.
But I don't care. Of course they're going to deny it. What do you think they're going to do? Surrender and say, here are the keys to the White House? Look, there's a reason this is important. Do you understand why CNN in the last 6 months since Joe Biden was sworn in has lost more than 70% of its viewership? Because the truth matters. You don't go into this already declaring defeat. Oh, well, the other side's going to deny it. Yeah, of course they are. But when they're losing support already, when their main propaganda arms are hemorrhaging viewership, guess what? We're already winning. When it's not just parents, it's teachers standing up at school board meetings saying, no, you don't get to indoctrinate our children, you bigot and you racist. America is waking up. So I don't want to have phone calls from people who say, oh, it's pointless. Guess what? Leave the country then. I'm not going to give up. You shouldn't either.